My name's Elizabeth Barrios, and then his name is Aiden. He's my 3-year-old. He's gonna turn 4 soon.
So start us off and tell us what happened this morning. So
It was the usual morning. I was just getting ready for work, getting him ready, getting my little brother ready to take him to daycare, and I did what I always did, left my car running with him inside and just taking the baby inside. Takes me no less than 2 minutes, no more than 2 minutes. And unfortunately, today was different. I went out back outside, and my car was driving away with my 3-year-old inside of it.
So you drop off the baby at the daycare, but he
He
goes.
goes to his grandma's house, so they don't stay at the same place. But yeah, it was something unfortunate to happen today. So.
What was your first thought when you saw your car leaving and your child inside?
My baby. What are they gonna do to him? I don't know who it was or what they wanted. Where are they gonna leave him? What are they gonna do to him? But thank you to everybody that helped, all the police department, the officer that was with me. I mean, it was. I'm glad we found him as fast as we did.
So what did you do? So what did your son do, actually? Maybe you can tell in his own words, Mom. You want to say? What did you honk the horn? He's nodding yes. Maybe, Mom, you can give a little more
Yeah,
description.
we I told the officer my phone was in the car, left my phone in the car, and so he called my phone to see if he can get an answer, and my son answered it. And I'm just glad the guy let him answer it, whoever it was. And he was talking to us. He was just telling me, the guy's going through your purse, he's getting your purse. And I was like, it's okay, just stay calm and just sit in your seat, everything will be okay. And he just sat in a seat until the guy left, told me the guy left, and the officer then instructed me to tell him to get into the front seat, lock the doors, and start honking the horn until somebody finds him. And he did that. He honked the horn until there was an officer there, and we were close, and we got to him, so.
How scary was that, knowing that your son was in the car with a stranger and he was telling you step by step what this guy was doing inside?
It just scared me so much because, I mean, at that moment he could have, hit him. He could have, told them to stop telling them where we were or telling him what he was doing. And I mean, it was just scary. Think a million thoughts running through my head, and thankfully he's okay and he's brave enough to do what he did.
How far away was he found from the daycare?
It was just a couple blocks away.
Any idea who might have done this, or and what did that suspect leave behind? I mean, he left everything. Fortunately, your son most of all, but.
Yes. He left my son. That's all that matters to me. There's a couple things that are missing, but I mean, nothing's more important than my son. And he's fine and he's good and I'm happy with that.
Are you worried now about what I guess is in his mind from what happened today?
Yeah, I'm a little scared of going to work and leaving him, but he says he's fine. He's kind of like if it was okay. He was scared, that's for sure, but he's okay.
What did it feel like when you had him back in your arms again?
Oh my gosh. It felt so good just knowing he was safe and knowing what he did. And he was just brave and willing to do whatever it took, for us to find him. And
You got to be
he
pretty
was,
proud of him.
I'm so proud of him. So proud of him.
Did your phone have a password on it? Did your phone have
Yes,
a.
he knows my password. He knows my password. He uses it all the time. So he knows how to work my phone. So he answered the phone and he's back, so I'm happy.
He's very smart, too.
Yes, he is very smart.